In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
For those of you out there that were hoping Serena Williams would be gift wrapped under your tree for a relationship in 2017, you can scratch that off your list as she just got engaged to Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian. There's no shortage of green in that family. There's going to be some cash.
Yeah, there's some cash flow in that family.
Without question.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
So I just pulled this dude up.
He's got the scruffy beard.
I would have never guessed that that was her type.
Yeah, well.
I mean, like, seriously. Have you Googled this?
I haven't
this
even
dude?
Googled it, no.
Nick? Have you?
Did
you?
But there's a cartoon. So what happened was,
this dude looks like, he looks like if Screech started working out and put on a few pounds. Like, this dude is like, he's like an average dude. Like, Serena Williams is no average chick. He's just a guy.
That's a pretty good call, too, by the way. That's a little Screech-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, literally, like, Screech got a hold of some Advocare. Callback and worked out now, a little.
Now here's a relationship guys. And an engagement with a marketing extra. Because I told you that this guy is the Reddit co-founder.
Yeah.
She announced their engagement
on Reddit.
Coincidentally with a poem on Reddit.
Get the hell out of
yep.
here.
Yep.
I don't understand Reddit. I'll be honest with you.
I've got a buddy of mine that just loves
people
Reddit.
People either love it. It's like Snapchat for me. Like, I can't figure out Snapchat. Every time I try to do something on Snapchat, I don't know where to go to do it. And I feel like an old, I feel like Schneider. I feel like I feel like I should just have a pocket full of Werther's and just be quiet. Like, it's like I don't understand Snapchat, and I cannot for the life
I'm with
of me
you. And that's
figure
what the kids
out
do. Yeah. I saw a feature the other day on Today Show. Like, I think even Nick, for kids of your age, when you were growing up, the mall was kind of the spot. You could hang out. You could meet girls.
Yeah, sure.
You could do, right? Now, they had, for the millennial kids, they had a reporter go and talk to them, and they're like, yeah, the mall's whack. We just Instagram, Reddit, and, you know, hit up our phone. We're constantly on our phones. That's what we do.
I don't know how to do anything on Reddit. I can't. Like, it really makes me feel old. Like, I just have to stick to what I know. Facebook, Twitter,
I'm there
Instagram.
With those two.
Yeah.
I don't even do Instagram. I have an account, but I don't do anything.
I do. Every once in a while.
Well, but it's kind of, it helps you.
Yeah.
To some degree, from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah, yeah. For comedy, sure.
Right.
I'll post a bunch of funny stuff on Instagram, but YouTube I don't do. But I understand it all, but it's those two make me feel so old. It makes me feel like, what have I done? Like, I've let myself go from a technology perspective because I can't work
you
these out.
From a technology perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I let myself go from a
no.
Health,
that's why when
health
when
and
you said
perspective
you,
years
you kind
ago.
Of were hitting on a resolution on Twitter, and I thought, well, is that the resolution for this year or next year? I'm just leaving the door open for it.
No, but I told you both.
Cause both, yeah.
If I could get down to where my boobs only jiggle like that, I would be happy. Like that, like that's hashtag goals right there. Like if they just jiggled a little, I'd be smooth. I'd be ready to
You'd
go.
You'd be Felicia Mickelson.
Yeah. Like, dude, I ran up the stairs somewhere a week ago. I was like, God, now I know why they make sports bras. This
and
is
we
not
were in
good.
2016. I was worried more about you making it back down.
Yeah.
So, and then the poem, by the way, I always think poems are supposed to rhyme.
Uh-huh.
And the poem she sent out, I came home a little late. Someone had a backpack for me and a carriage awaited. Didn't rhyme. Destination Rome to escort me to my very own charming. Back to where our stars first collided, and now it was full circle.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time we first met by chance, this time he made it not by chance. Well, that was creative. But by choice. Down on one knee, he said four words, and I said yes. That's a poem?
Let me guess what the four words were.
That's just a chopped up sentence.
Yeah. Let me guess what the four words were. Damn, girl, that ass. was that the four words? I'm guessing, maybe.
Could be.
She was like, sold. I'm in. Like, all you got to do is flash that Reddit money. You don't even have to ask questions.
Or just booty for days, girl.
Man.
That basically would do it. There's four words.
Boy, oh boy.
So, yeah. So, Serena's off the mark.
It's pretty corny that she wrote a poem about it and put it on Reddit.
And then she did it on Reddit, of all things.
Yeah, Google Alexis Ohanian and tell me I'm lying. That is not a match that I would have picked in 1,000 years.
Mm-mm. She got, what, like 20 pounds on him, too?
Yeah. Oh, she'll whoop his ass if
Solid.
He gets out of line.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. She will. He better not be screwing around on them Reddits, messing with them other girls.
You say that, you know, about her type, too, by the way. But I was at the Masters in 08,
uh-huh.
And Venus, I'm sitting there walking up the 18th fairway, and I look to my right, and I'm like, is that Venus Williams? I'm like, no. And then someone, you know, she kind of walked in front, and someone said to me, is that Venus Williams? I go, I think it is. And then someone else chimed in and said, oh, yeah, she's dating Trip Keeney, I think his name was. And so Trip Keeney, I looked at him, and I was like, that just isn't the kind of match that I was thinking, but hey, whatever makes you happy. So, but Serena's last guy was Common, right? Or one of them. Serena was dating Common for a while.
Could have been.
Yeah, I think like 6 months to a year ago, or maybe a little bit more. But I thought Serena was rumored to be dating Common for a while.
Really?
Yeah, I think they went on vacations together and everything. Let me see. I'll try and find that for you as well.
There was this Serena Williams and Drake rumor, but I don't know if that was real.
Well, now Drake supposedly kicking it with J-Lo.
Look at us. We're turning this thing into
J-Lo
TMZ.
Why can't J-Lo keep it somewhat within her age range? She looks phenomenal.
Yeah, there's when you got ass like that, you don't have to keep it in the age range. You do whatever you want. Honestly,
That's pretty much true.
Let's be real. Like, if you look that good, you just do what you want to do. It doesn't matter.
It's pretty much true.
You know, you want to date some corny dude or marry a corny dude that invented Reddit? Okay. You want to, you know, date a backup dancer who's 20 years younger than you?
Well, that's what Mariah Carey's doing, too. And she dumped, like, the billionaire for that dude. And I think she kept the ring.
I'm not mad at any of them. If you can get away with that, please do it. Lamont said he'd understand LinkedIn. That's the one that gets him.
Oh, I had to get on that.
I actually like LinkedIn. And, I don't have a problem with it.
I found Nick on LinkedIn, too. I was like, yeah, but you know what? LinkedIn, as much as I dreaded it, and when I left the Rockets and I was looking for my next job, I just couldn't stand the invitations, never wanted anything to do with it. And someone said, finally, you have to do this. And one night, I just did it. And the next day, I started getting contacted about jobs. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So LinkedIn does, I mean, I got to give LinkedIn credit. LinkedIn can be very, very effective.
It can be. It's a little creepy, though, because people like just peep on your profile and then move on. And it's like,
you get these messages like, this person viewed your profile. You know what I mean? So that's why it seems creepy. But it's more professional, I think, than the other platforms. All the platforms are kind of creepy to a certain extent.
But like, I don't like knowing that people know I was looking at them.
Yeah.
Like on Instagram.
You have to pay extra to know who's looking at it?
No, it'll tell you a few.
Yeah, it gives you like five, and then everything after that, you got to pay for it.
I like Instagram because I can go be creepy on some hot chick's Instagram, and she never knows.
Right.
And plus, most of them are on there because they want the attention anyway, so it wouldn't matter. But like, you know, you get some hot chick, and she's got an Instagram, and you go look at it, and you're like, okay, man, she's cool. You know, because we all do the same thing. We just scroll for the bathing suit pics, and then we're out.
Right.
Like, that's literally what every guy does. Ladies, if you're out there and you're wanting attention and you're posting pictures of your food and yourself in regular clothes, nobody's looking at that. We scroll for the bikini, and then we're done. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
Right? Yeah. So that's fine, because no one knows I'm doing that.
I love how Joel gets quiet.
No, and I got plenty to say, but right now in my mind, I'm thinking about how much trouble I could get in if I said what I wanted to say.
See, I'm glad my wife don't care.
I'm like, calculating. This has nothing to do with my wife either. I'm calculating it. And by the way, boys, not only was I right, let's start doing a little math here, shall we?
Uh-oh.
Today's date, we all know, right? Late December. We'll just go late December, right? It's like the 29th, right? Last night, November the 3rd, 2016, Serena Williams decided to catch up with an ex. Grab dinner with Common. That's not that long ago, kids.
You know,
is this a match made in heaven or a match made on Reddit? I don't know.
Somebody said they can't unhear the whitest man in the world saying ass for days. Hey.
Why has Barry got to be the whitest man on Earth?
I don't think you know me very well. Just to make that kind of comment? You really don't know me at all.
If you know Barry, we wouldn't say.
No, I wouldn't you must be mistaking Barry with Barry Warner.
Yeah, you really don't know me that well. But you know what? She does have ass for days. And you know what ain't common? That ass.
Oh, boy. We got more where that came from. And we've got it till 4. We are ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4. And I will say that Barry's friends are doing a hell of a job today.
Is that my friend, you think?
I really do. The living room? Yes, I do.
Somebody created a Twitter account called The Living
Room. You've already explained this on the air before.
This is hilarious.
But yeah, but this time, instead of just taking shots at The Living Room, they're actually coming up with some pretty good content.
Yeah, they tweeted a picture of LaFonda and Napoleon Dynamite's brother. And it says, I mean, we chat online for like 2 hours every day, I guess. So you could say things are getting pretty serious. Which I guess is the dude that invented Reddit and Serena Williams at this point. It's pretty awesome. Oh, that's good. And someone asked me, well, if you, you know, who exactly, this was Joshua Ray. He said, Barry, who exactly are you imagining her with? Someone like Shaq size? No. She doesn't have to be with a dude like Shaq, but I'm just saying I would have expected her to be with an athlete for a myriad of reasons, not just physical, you know, appearance and abilities and whatever.
Yeah, someone of like,
but not some internet dork. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, like, if you look at the dude,
he's a dork.
He literally is not. Barry was right. He's not far off from Screech with a well coiffed hair and groomed beard.
Yeah, no, he's literally looks like Screech on had a few meals.
By the way, for those of you people out there too that think that you've got a higher education than our intern Trey and you and your wherever you guys were bagging on Trey for what school system he went through,
right?
I don't care. Some people said the other day, I have to chime in because you don't say supposedly, you say supposedly. If you're listening that hard and all you're hearing is like the second syllable in a pronunciation, seriously? Are you kidding me? Richard, who is a, don't be a Richard, but Richard listens a lot, said, thanks guys for not saying poem, or for saying poem and not poem. Can't stand people that pronounce it right.
That don't pronounce it right.
Or that don't pronounce it. No, that can't pronounce it right. It's like, come on.
What
man.
Is, we, it? Is it? What is it? Did I say it wrong?
I think we said it right. We said poem. But
I get corrected all the time at this point. I'm just numb to it. A lot of people just say poem.
Richard, I hate to tell you, but being born and raised in Texas, I probably say poem just as much as I do.
I think I say poem too.
Like my wife busted me on supposedly this morning. She goes, aha, your Twitter guy, he's right. I go, what? She goes, you said supposedly, not supposedly.
Oh, you put a B instead of a D.
Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're listening that hard to where I'm putting the emphasis on the come on, man. All right.
Yeah. Sure. Somebody said I should, Mike, when I was talking about being fat and my weight loss goals for next year and the following year, someone said one of my goals should just be to lose enough weight so that my breasts don't jiggle when I brush my teeth.
Your moobs.
And I don't know, because I don't know if I can say the word they use. We can't use slang, right?
Like, so we can say moobs. T-toss.
Well, I'll just call them my T-toss.
T-toss or moobs.
Moobs.
Yeah, but that's a great goal because, I'm at that point now where when I brush my teeth.
Come on. You're not that bad.
Yeah, if I don't stand still, it gets moving a little.
Well, I mean, I don't expect you to
be. They wiggle a little.
John Travolta and Saturday Night Fever brushing your teeth, but I just can't see them like doing their going a different direction than you are with the toothbrush.
I'm telling you, it's a thing. It happens. That's a goal now. I get down to where I just when I'm brushing my teeth, my body is stationary.
You did a 5-man jujitsu competition once. You said you're
5-man.
Didn't you say there was only like 4 of the people?
There was
in it?
4 dudes. I was one of 4.
Oh, so 4-man. All right. Yeah. I don't want to sell you short, but I guess I gave it too much. But
and that
still.
Was just my age and
but then
and
you said
class.
Running wise, there was a time when you could run a mile in the
6 minutes.
That's amazing.
That was a couple years ago.
6 minutes is amazing that was a couple for a years mile. Ago. That's a good time.
I think that's my best time, honestly.
That was like 2 minutes. Years ago. Yeah. But dude, I let it go. I'm a yo-yo dieter though. Like I'll be ripped by and I say ripped for a 43-year-old. I'll be in shape by like April or May if I do stick to it, and then I'll be gone again by Thanksgiving, and I'll just be a fat slob again. It's the weirdest thing.
Now
I can't maintain it for whatever reason. I can lose the weight, but once I'm done losing the weight, I'm so sick of dieting that I just lose my mind and eat everything inside.
I'm telling you, Nick, and it's the most amazing thing. We work with two guys that can cover the spectrum. Barry can go on salad week and drop, what, five?
Yeah, I lost 5.5 pounds in 3 days.
Travis, on the other hand, can go to a buffet and put 20 on in a week. So he says.
Damn.
I'm like, that's mesmerizing
skills.
To me.
That's skills.
Well, basically, the day that he covered the intake from the time that he hit Reliant on the way to a road game and they got on the buses till game day the following day, the caloric intake, and we covered it like morsel by morsel. Ooh, baby.
I tell you, the only time I've gained that much was, and I've told the story on here, but when I cut for that jiu-jitsu tournament, I gained like 18 pounds overnight just putting back all the fluids and eating. And because you don't eat, you don't drink, you sweat everything out, and you're literally bone dry when you step on the scale. And I think I stepped on the scale at like 169, and by the time we started rolling, I was almost 190.
Wow. God.
So, yeah, and that was the next morning at like 10 o'clock. Yeah.
But I'm saying, when we said earlier about what goes in has to come out, and then Trap covered that too, and you're like, it was like 10,000. Am I exaggerating? It was like thousands and thousands and thousands of calories.
Oh, I don't think you're exaggerating at all. I mean, the size of the burgers that he was talking about, like,
yeah,
and the French fries, it was probably like 2,000-3,000 calories in just
easy.
One of his.
Stop, you guys are gonna make me pop a tent in my pants talking about all this good food.
Yeah. Dude, he was like, you got on the plane, the Texans plane. There was food on the bus on the way over. You got Chick-fil-A when you got on the plane. And then once you sat down, they asked you what you wanted for dinner. And then they all went out for dinner when they got to the city they were going to after meetings. And then when you get back, before you get bed check, they have like a dessert bar for your snack. It was crazy. And then they get up in the morning and they have a buffet for breakfast. I was like, oh, my God. Talk about popping at the seams.
Man, that's good Lord,
you could have put Goodyear on my sides and flown me over the football game the next day if you had that much intake.
That sounds so good. Now I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. I kind of don't know how many pounds I could gain in 1 week.
We could do that. We could do show week that week and do that.
I could totally do that.
Let's do it.
But you can't hold back.
I'll eat 3 times a day.
You don't want none of this.
First of all, you know what we got to do?
The nastiest food ever.
I'm telling you right now.
This is part of our, like, when Barry and I are talking about, like, you know, educating as we go and learning things and, like, how we did the Twitter thing and he got his lunch taken care of when they screwed up. We need to go to sales first and foremost and get a sponsor for this.
A weight gain challenge instead
of
a weight
loss challenge?
Yeah,
and make sure that it's like either it's a grocery store chain or a restaurant or something, and we can cover through sponsorship your intake. Because you don't want to be paying for all that food.
Oh, I will.
But anyways. I really want to see, like, if you really are serious about how much you want to gain, I want to see you come out a clump. I want to see you come out. Like,
I think I'm a what? I'm a bill 70, something like 170, something like that right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I can get 200, like, or I can get 190 in a week. Yeah. 190 in a week. I think
no,
I can do it.
No, you can't.
185.
I don't think you can put 20 to 25
not
on
Not on your frame, dude. You gotta already be kind of fat. You're not a fat dude.
You gotta be like, you gotta have an easy tag for the drive through.
So, 7 days, what, 10 pounds is fair?
You still got places to shove fat, so it's not gonna, you're not gonna build it up.
You need, even with an easy tag to a drive through and go in there 5 times a day, I don't think you can put 20 to 25 on in a week.
No, like, dude, I got
so what,
fat.
10 pounds is more reasonable?
My ears are fat. Like,
I would give you 7 to 10. You could probably get 7 to 10 in a week.
Yeah. I would say max 10, max on your frame.
Unless you played in the Advocare Bowl. Then there's ways of burning that fat. That's the other thing, those radio commercials when I'm driving in, listening on the way in. Some of the radio commercials I hear, I'm like, have you ever heard someone that said my belly is too thin and too flat?
It's like, I thought that was weird.
They use, if you want to get your belly super flat, you use it every day. And then when you're concerned that it's too flat, use it every other day. And if you feel like you've lost it and you're losing yourself, then go back to every day. Either way, your belly stays flat. You're so full of it.
Yeah.
Come on, man. And who's going to not? Who's going to use it every other day?
Scott in Deer Park said my leg weighs 169.
Wait. You're missing. You're burying the lead.
He's back.
Scott in Deer Park is alive.
Guess who's back.
Oh,
back
Scott, again. Thank God. I don't know where you went off the planet in Siberia for the holidays, but we sent out like APBs and SOSs and We just wanted the 411, and we wanted you to contact us just to make sure you're okay. Thanks for not knowing and just casually chiming in on the weight of your leg to let us know you're okay. Happy holidays, Scott. We're glad we got a chance to hear from you.
I thought maybe he moved to Austin. Maybe I just his devotion.
Oh, he followed Tom Herman.
Yeah, maybe that was his true devotion.
Now he's gonna apparently get, not. Now he's going to get ticked. He's going to be old. He's going to come right at you with a bunch of venom right away. Hey, yeah. Speaking of the holidays, Gallery Furniture, still open, still doing business, still taking care of people across the city of Houston, the state of Texas, and even nationwide when people get onto galleryfurniture.com. For a limited time, buy a Macapedic mattress for $19.99 or more, and Gallery throws in an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card free. You do the math, that's one heck of a deal. You save on Made in America solid wood furniture, 2-for-1 recliners, and of course the Macapedic sleep sets. You can get it today. You buy today, you get it tonight, because you can get in today, get what you want. The selection is there, the inventory is in the warehouse, and as Max says, you buy today, you'll get it tonight. Gallery Furniture, the largest selection of living room furniture made in America. You want to redecorate the living room for the new year? Well, Max, your guy. And if you want to go to Gallery Furniture to get solid wood dining room tables and chairs, they get it, and they have all made in America solid wood products. You buy today, you get it tonight. How do I know? I got it in my house. I have a beautiful solid wood dining room table and chairs in my living room. I mean, in my dining room. We love it. In my living room, I've got some of Mac's phenomenal leather furniture. He has the largest selection of leather furniture I've ever seen and the best leather furniture for your living room and or your family room. And better yet, he has all leather seating special ordered for your home theaters and your man caves. He can get it done right there at Gallery Furniture. Three locations now, one on Grand Parkway and Highway 99, one at the Galleria Westheimer and Post Oak, and of course the main location, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, both ways. Buy today, get it tonight. Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 as we continue to hit topics that score with you, the listener. And then again, there's also challenges and other things that are going on. Nice to know that AJ's listening and he's chiming in.
And yeah, Whataburger challenge. That's tweets. Interesting.
Yeah. Well said, Barry got into it too. So Barry, please.
Yeah, he said that he could outgain Joel and I as far as like weight gain. And me, I don't know. I could hold my own, but I said, you know what? I think it would be between you and Joel because you were both former fat guys. You were both members of the 300 Club.
First and, of all, that's rude and wrong, but go ahead.
Well, you said at one point you used to be fat.
Oh, when I was a kid. But when I was a kid, I'm not weighing 3 bills.
Nah, don't lie.
No.
Fatty, was it over 2 bills?
As when I was, well, it depends on what age I was at, but I guarantee you that I was probably like 170, 180 is like, you know, like 10, 11, 12
two.
Years old.
Okay,
I
was there. He was 2. Oh. He's 170 and 3 years old.
Yeah, but AJ's got height on you guys, so I could see why he can outgain both of you.
Yeah, AJ used to be fat.
Wow. AJ like just posted huge. A picture, by the way, of Skinny Barry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You look like. Oh, yeah, man.
Uh-huh. Like I said, so yeah, but you guys were former like real fatties. Like I was fat, but not like you guys. Like y'all are professional fat asses. So there's no way that I could don't
jeez. I'm sitting here biting through my tongue, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. We're all friends here. You can say it.
Well, yesterday we weren't, but today we are.
But so I think you would outgain us, but he did bring up a point. The Whataburger challenge is something that AJ and I came up with back when we had our website, and we don't know why we did it. It was all part of this like man versus food, and like AJ and I, we tried to eat some like humongous pizza that was the size of this table one time. It was just, I don't know, it's things we do, and AJ does them all the time with Alex Morano, UFC fighter. They do a lot of food challenges as well, so we all kind of do them. But we came up with this one AJ and I did where you had to eat all 4 of the Whataburger's favorites, which is the patty melt, the A1
so
thick and hearty.
This is what AJ said that he didn't think I could do.
Yeah. Okay. It was the patty melt. AJ said that he didn't think Joel could do this. It was you got to eat a patty melt, an A1 thick and hearty, the chicken breast, like the, I don't know, the honey mustard chicken.
The strips.
Yeah, the chicken strips. Yep. And there's one more. It's got the peppers on it. I don't know what the hell it's called. But there's, and it's also a double meat burger. So there's like 3 double meat burgers and then chicken strips or whatever. It's a ton of food. You have to eat all 4 of those and a large onion ring and a medium shake. And you have to do it within an hour. Now, to AJ's credit, and it was pretty amazing, he did it in 20 minutes. which is unbelievable.
It's unreal.
Did he starve himself completely into it?
No, see, that's the thing. You don't starve yourself if you're doing a food challenge. You have to eat a lot, like about 12 to 14 hours ahead of time.
Why? Because
that expands your stomach.
Oh.
And you make that stomach bigger, then you can eat more and you can eat faster. So that's what a lot of people think. You don't eat, but you should. You should eat quite a bit, but just make sure you time it right. But yeah, he did it in 20 minutes. It took me 50 minutes, and there was like 14 of us that did it, and only four finished within the hour. And I was second at 50 minutes. No, yeah, I was either second or third. I don't remember which. But yeah, only four of us. And two of the four were fighters. So, yeah.
That's insane to me.
Like I had
Dude, it was crazy.
Well, because I had a buddy once that you guys ever heard of Brown Bag Deli here in town? Brown Bag Deli's, there's one in down in the downtown in the tunnels. There's one on Westheimer. But they got really good, kind of fairly big deli sandwiches. And they had some kind of challenge like this. And a friend of ours tried to do seven of them in an hour.
Damn.
And like literally got to the last half a sandwich and got half of that down. And then all of a sudden hit that wall. And that wall was like the Great Wall. I mean, we were like, come on, man, dude, you just got like two bites left. You got to do this. And we're all cheering him on and whatever like that. And it wasn't even to the point where he was going to dip it in water and try and finish it. He was just like, no, it ain't happening. And you're like, oh my God, dang. So close. But, you know, you guys, I'd never heard what I actually was Googling what, and I just asked you what the Whataburger challenge was.
Yeah,
but
I'm telling you what,
when I was that kid growing up, and my mom would take me and just like, my mom was great. She was like, whatever you want, just go get it. And I would do, like, depending on if we were at Burger King or at, like, McDonald's. Like, at McDonald's, I could do a 20-piece chicken McNuggets, a quarter pounder with cheese, three cheeseburgers, a large fries.
When was this?
Minnesota. When I was in probably seventh or eighth grade, probably.
Damn.
Yeah. That's when I was.
That's a lot of intake right there.
Yeah. And I was, at that point, I didn't even realize it.
Were you getting scholarship offers for like an all fat ass team? That's amazing.
No, but I definitely like put my belt on with a boomerang.
That's crazy.
I needed a shoehorn to get in the bathtub. Oh, yeah. There was some times. Yeah.
I was reminded. Yeah. AJ said the other is the Chop House Cheddar Burger. And let me tell you. So it's the Whataburger Patty Melt, the A1 Thick and Hearty, the Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich, and the Chop House Burger. And I am here to tell you that. It's the Chop House. For some reason, that killed everybody. Like, when everyone in the contest would get to that burger, it's like so thick and dry. It was that dream crusher, man. Everyone hit because you can get through the patty melt pretty easy.
Yeah.
But, once you get to that third burger, if you haven't done it right, and I was dipping the onion rings in the shake just to get them down. Oh, it was the worst.
That's like the Joey Chestnut deal.
With the hot dogs in the water?
Oh, it.
God, that's so disgusting.
You look at that, yeah. But I'm thinking, okay, I'm not a big onion rings guy, but I would almost, if I could trade like the fries for onion rings, I think I could do that. The shake is what's going to get me because I have reflux, and anything with dairy, like too much dairy, like that would make me borderline throw it up.
Yeah.
But the burgers and that doesn't, but now let me ask you this, because there's certain things like I don't like. Like I don't like peppers.
You can get it however you want.
As long as I get the patties and like, because I'll do the cheese, onions, mushrooms. I can do all that stuff. Well,
the peppers are part of it. I mean, no one changed their order. Peppers. Like, you had to get them the way they came. You could get like chocolate shake or vanilla shake or whatever you wanted, but it had to be those things. Like that was the. I guess you could add something to it. I don't know.
I tell you what,
adding to it wouldn't have been a big deal, but taking away wouldn't necessarily be fair. It's less food.
I just don't like the taste of pepper.
You got to imagine each one of those burgers too, or. Or what, 1,000 calories? That Whataburger?
I would say, yeah.
Each one's about 900 at least.
Each burger.
I don't think you can worry about calorie counting when you're trying to do a challenge like that.
Yeah, but I'm
just
saying.
Got to worry about finishing, and then if you got to, you stick your finger down your throat, or you might not even have to.
Here we go. This is what's crazy is we did numbers, and it was almost like 10,000 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah.
Which is
terrible
like,
for you.
Oh, God, I know. Yeah, I'm surprised I could get my shoes off that night. But like I looked up the patty melt, it's 940 calories just for the sandwich.
Yeah,
not onion rings, not the shake, just the sandwich is 940 calories.
And I bet you the A1 thick would be about the same.
Oh yeah. I'm sure they're all close to 1,000 each. So you're talking about 4,000 calories just in sandwiches.
That's crazy.
Before you get to
the
shake.
And here I am thinking about how I would enjoy it and get it to taste better. It's just about getting it down.
Yeah, that's it, dude. When AJ did it in 20 minutes, I was impressed. It was amazing.
Amazing. Oof. Man, I can't even think. That just, and I'm actually intrigued about it But then I'm just thinking about the after effects. I think I could do it, but then after, I'm just like, I would feel like just complete no movement grossness for I don't know how long.
It's terrible. It really is. You're like, it's a great story to tell later, but in that moment and for the next 24 hours, you're absolutely miserable. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Scott in Deer Park says, I've been big all my life, but a 20-piece, a quarter pounder, and 3 cheeseburgers, oh, Lord. Yeah, I could do some damage back in the day.
10?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I don't know. I think it was older than that. I think it was like, what was that? That would be probably like in the 13, maybe the 12, 13 range. Yeah, I got that's some pictures still, I'm not impressive. Proud of when I was a kid. Yeah.
Come on, man. Let's see them.
I'm glad that they're in a photo album somewhere and not digital because I'd be screwed. So we've even covered the gamut on that now, on food intake and challenges. Because I'm always intrigued, too, by like Joey Chestnut and all these guys. When they're done, do they just go backstage and yak it up?
Or, I think so.
I think you almost have to.
Yeah. Well, when you think I don't know, though. I mean, like that man versus food guy, I'm guessing he has to throw that up. Otherwise, you'd be as big as a house.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Like, you're talking about Anthony Bourdain?
No.
Oh, you're talking about?
That's, I don't know, whatever man versus food is. Whatever yeah, that dude is. I don't know who it
me,
is.
To me, the whole thing is that, yeah, it's what, I think I could get it all down. I just don't know how long it would stay down.
And that was the other thing. If you threw up, you were disqualified.
Well, how long? I mean, within the hour.
I think we had like a limit. Like you had to keep it down for like 30 minutes after or something like that.
I think I could actually maybe do that, but I'm just the more I think about it.
Nick, you think you could do it?
No, I don't think I could. Not without. I think I'd literally throw up halfway through.
But I like the idea of Nick for a week, seeing how much he could gain.
I really think we can get a sponsor.
We got to do that.
I really believe that.
There's some people at other stations that could annihilate you, but that's actually a good thing for you, Nick. All right, we got plenty of more show to go, so please feel free to join us 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter. We are ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick until 4 o'clock as we're back in the friendly confines. Tomorrow, we are at the Christopher's Tailgate in the Heights, White Oak, if you guys want to join us. And I was able to get my good friend Mario Ellie to join us tomorrow for the full show. So Mario Ellie will be with me, and we'll be at Christopher's. Plenty of bowl games will be on, and we'll be able to talk football, basketball. He's a huge Giants fan.
Christopher's?
I'm sorry, Christian's Tailgate. What am I doing? I'm sitting here spending more of my time looking at tweets and looking at what AJ just put.
So I just retweeted a picture AJ tweeted of the Whataburger Challenge, so you can see how much food was on the thing, so.
So we're at Christian's Tailgate tomorrow, me and Mario, but at the same time, I'm very much intrigued by this Whataburger Challenge.
Yeah. I'm trying to locate video.
It doesn't look like that much on the tray.
Brother, I'm telling you.
You say there's video?
I think there is. I got to go check our old Cage Door YouTube, but I think that's where Mike the Truth Jackson, I think, may have had video of it on either our site and our YouTube or his. I'll try to find it. If I find it, I'll tweet the links out.
Now, Josh Rapp, who was with us yesterday at our Christian's location in downtown, said he used to run 40-plus miles a week and could put down over 100 wings in one sitting, only weighing about 180.
That's insane.
That is pretty crazy.
That's balling, though. That's that Michael Phelps diet. That dude eats a ton.
My wife has run like 12 marathons, and she's qualified for Boston and New York and done all these different things. But like when she was really at her peak of running, she could pretty much eat whatever she wanted. Not that she would because of her job and everything, but at the times when she wanted to eat, I mean, when you run that long, like we go play basketball at the gym for 2.5 hours and she'd get on a treadmill and we'd be done playing hoops, you know, in between games, you rest and whatever. And we're grabbing our stuff and walking out and everybody's like, you seen Lisa? Oh yeah, she's still on that same treadmill.
That's crazy.
2.5 hours later, I'm like, oh my God, the monotony of it all, plus running at a pretty fast pace for that long. I'm like, that is totally amazing.
Yeah, pretty insane.
And insane at the same time, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so we've covered that, and we can continue to cover that, but I hate to keep Brian waiting. Brian's been on the line for a while. He wants to talk about bowl games. Brian, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'll preface this by saying I love more football, so I love having bowl games, but the football has just been so bad. I mean, the coaching decisions and the players making stupid mistakes. And I don't get why some of these guys wouldn't be motivated being competitors, but have you guys seen this? I mean, it's almost borderline unwatchable, and I'm, you know, trying to bet on some of this, but it's just crazy. It drives me nuts. Just want to get your thoughts.
I think one of the main things, Brian, and we talked about this the other day, is the fact that you have so many teams that have so much time between their last game and then their bowl game that you can't help but get stale. I mean, you can only practice against yourselves for so long. You know the rules on practices and length and contact and all those different things. And I think it takes the edge off a lot of teams. And then they go back on the field and everybody's expecting them to be just like they were when they played their last regular season game or their last conference game and be at that level. And they just can't. And they don't. And it lets people down. And I think that's what you're talking about in terms of the quality of football.
Well, I think that, and also, don't forget now, there were a lot of teams that weren't even technically bowl eligible that got bowls because they didn't have enough teams. There wasn't enough bowl eligible teams to fill out the bowls, so they had to go and get teams with losing records. And so you've got a watered down, you know, pool of teams to choose from. So what you've seen from the beginning of bowl season until now, those teams are included in that. So I think the closer that we get to New Year's, the better the bowl games are going to get. But up until now, yeah, there's been some of them that haven't been, you know, even close. I mean, Miami blows out West Virginia. Baylor blows out Boise State. The Pinstripe Bowl, which we were making fun of earlier, that was a decent bowl.
It was competitive, at least.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you know, Utah and Indiana looked like it was pretty close. I didn't watch it. I don't, the Foster's Farms Bowl, I mean, who cares? But, yeah, I mean, so far, I think the Texas Bowl might have been one of the more competitive and compelling games to watch thus far.
Yeah, by the way, my brother-in-law, who's listening in California again, decided to tell me, show me a thing or two, that my wife actually did a story on the Whataburger Challenge recently.
What? Really?
Yeah, so I will retweet it. And a kid in Jersey Village, or their students, are taking the Whataburger Challenge. Unfortunately, the video doesn't show anyone actually trying to do it.
What is it? Are they biting our thing? Because literally, AJ and I made this up. Like, is this a thing now that we're not getting paid for?
I don't know. Maybe it is.
I am so pissed right now.
All right, I retweeted
it. This is crap.
I retweeted it. You go look at it and see if it's the same thing, because I had the audio down for obvious reasons. But, yeah.
Man, this is upsetting news. I need to go get me a lawyer. I need a lawyer.
Lamont
up.
Says to Brian's call, too, by the way, he said, I believe the playoff has diminished the interest in bowl games. And I think I can see that perspective to a degree, too, because, you know, there was some intrigue in the past just because of the rankings and the fact that it wasn't so definitive and defined. But yet, the BCS got you closer to that. But now with just the Final Four, I think everybody kind of writes off all the other bowls. And yeah, there's some good games. I mean, everybody wants to see the Michigan-Florida State matchup. There's some games you want to see, but I mean, even me as a diehard Badger fan, and I'm going, okay, in Cotton Bowl and, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. But I would much more prefer them to be in, you know, in a New Year's Day 6 or a big-time bowl game. But I just think that that's a huge amount of time that people take for granted from the last time that these teams have played and then how much time they have to practice and kind of just fart around until they got to get down to business again, and people are expecting them to be playing at the same level they were playing when they played their last competitive game. And it's just not going to be that way, and practicing against your own team is not the same, as we all know, as being in a, you know, heat of the battle competition with a team from somewhere else.
Yeah, and I don't know that I agree with Lamont that the playoffs are diminishing the interest in the bowl games. If anything, it should be increasing it at the end, right? Because now you're getting closer to getting a true national champion, where before you had a game and that didn't diminish it either. I think that you took existing bowl games that always had compelling matchups, mm-hmm. and you made them count more by adding the top four teams plus a national championship game. And so you always had these other bowls. No one has ever cared as much about these bowls, but the difference was it seems like in years past the matchups were better. The teams were better, and again, it goes back to the fact that there were more bowl-eligible teams, which means there were better teams available to put in these lesser bowls. So, I disagree. I don't think that it's
And I tend to agree, because from my personal feeling on these bowl games and everything else, I'm kind of like, in the past, there was a lot of games that I was interested in, a lot of ranked teams, and I wanted to see a lot of games, and now I'm kind of like, there's maybe four or five games that I really want to watch, and other than that, I'm just kind of like, eh. It's just not the way it was in the past for me, so I can relate to it.
We're getting some folks texting in and letting us know what their food, like somebody said, my fat kid food list in junior high, 2 Nacho Bell Grandes, 2 Mexican pizzas, 2 bean burritos after every football game. In high school, we always went to CeCe's Pizza. One night we had 70 slices of pizza and 3 of their servings of salad from the buffet. In college, my frat had a wing eating contest, so
A weenie eating contest.
No, wing.
Oh.
No, that's not it. Have you ever been to what's the place that has the super monster burrito? Is that Freebirds?
Yeah.
Oh, Freebirds. Freebirds does that. And El Jefe was talking about that Chacho's does the Monster Kong nachos.
I never had those, but I hear that's a badass.
We should call El Jefe. Instead of El Jefe, we should call him Monster Kong.
Yeah. I've been able to twice finish the super monster
Todd
burrito.
Likes Uberito, he says.
Uberito?
No one asked Todd.
To sponsor, he says. So
oh, yeah.
So
they, we, yeah, if we have respect on a sponsor, see, Todd's with us. So there you go. We got to get a sponsor. Nick wants to see how much weight he can gain in a week. Yeah, on that 170 chiseled frame, Nick wants to see how much he can gain in a week. I say 7 to 10 pounds, but again, because we don't want it coming out of Nick's pocket, we'd like to see if people, because we can get a lot of run for them, we can get a lot of people to even do some giveaways on the air, but I want to see how much Nick can gain in a week.
I think we could do this. I
really do, too.
I think we can get him up to 10.
You think you get 10 pounds in a week?
Yeah, for sure.
Nick?
Yeah.
Where's he going to hide it?
That's it, though. That's the high range. We said 7 to 10.
We can put it in his earlobes?
No, I think he can get 7 to 10, though. I definitely do.
Man. All right. Yeah. We'll see. But, like, El Jefe, so we got to remember, when he calls, he's Josh. And then he's either El Jefe or Monster Kong whenever he has the confidence level to a higher level when he's tweeting. Because he is an alter ego. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, Lauren Pope, said there are too many bowl games. That was her.
See, I agree.
Yeah.
It's watered down. That's what I started by saying. Hey, we got two in the books, one to go, and we've had a full show. Continue to talk about everything from the Whataburger Challenge, which we should be getting paid for the amount of times we've said that word already. But what intake you have had, Nick trying to do as much weight as he can gain in a week, Rockets, Texans, bowl games, you name it, we can talk about it. 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.